were frustrated for some time that the meeting hadn't taken place, but thankfully the meeting's going to take place now in a Green Hotel the 7th of February, so we can get our heads together and draw up a plan of how we want to promote Green Navalia and improve the facilities there. But most importantly to stakeholders in the local community, community leaders, business leaders in the local area will be invited along to the meeting, so that any plan that's drawn up will be done in a way that's suitable and acceptable to the local community, because it's a site that those of us in the area have great pride in. We don't want to see anything that could ever damage or take away from the site, so that's crucially important.
Now, the OPW late last year confirmed to yourself that it's not funded to develop Angraine and Ovalia and other similar sites. Has their stance on this changed now?
Well, they stated they don't want the funding to develop the site. That might be fair enough, but what we need to do is get a plan in place where we can draw down funding from other sources. There's funding out there. We've seen money being available for like the development of Malin Head and for other tourist facilities. While the OPW might be the source of that funding, there's certainly other avenues that funding can be drawn down. I'm aware now that the OPW were asked by Bord Fáilte to submit a list of sites throughout the state that they feel is most would benefit most from tourism funding, and they've identified Doncaster and Green Navalia as the two sites in Donegal that they think are the most important. So that's a positive step, but the most important thing is that we get people from all different sectors around the one table with one focus, and that is just to develop Green Navalia.